It's June. What's happening in the natural world around Boulder? Here's Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of the Boulder County Nature Almanac.
In late spring, you're likely to see mule deer fawns bedded down in your garden, or perhaps a young fox racing through the shrubbery behind your house. But I like to go out onto the plains and watch the baby prairie dogs as they cavort on top of the prairie dog mounds. Our local prairie dog populations have been increasing during the last few years because it's been about 7 or 8 years since our last plague outbreak, which was in the mid-90s. But they don't increase exponentially each year, as some people think. In fact, prairie dogs are fairly slow breeders by rodent standards. They have only one litter per year, and usually only 3 to 4 young survive to see the daylight in early May or late April. In addition, a number of the young get eaten. Like many other rodents, prairie dogs are cannibalistic. When lactating females feel that desire for more protein, they'll sneak down into their sisters' burrows and devour their nieces and nephews. One study in South Dakota found that as many as 40% of the litters get eaten by their voracious aunts. Good places to look for prairie dogs and observe their behaviors are Boulder Reservoir on either side of North 51st Street and the South Boulder Creek Trail, which takes off of Marshall Road going eastward just south of Boulder.
With snowmelt at its peak, June is when waterfalls are at their rambunctious best. And it's also when birds associated with waterfalls are nesting. Dippers, also called water ouzels, are small gray birds that make ball-shaped nests behind the falls and fly through the falls to feed their young. They bob up and down in tumbling creeks under the water, searching for bugs, and they often stop to sing a rapturous, cascading song. The trails leading to waterfalls also hold treasures, such as fairy slipper orchids and magenta shooting stars. Two of our favorite waterfalls are Calypso and Ouzel Falls in the Wild Basin section of Rocky Mountain National Park. Calypso is named for Calypso bulbosa, the scientific name for fairy slippers, which are abundant here. And Ouzel, of course, is named for water ouzels. Ouzel Falls is also noted because rare black swifts can often be seen darting above it. Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of the Boulder County Nature Almanac and the Colorado Nature Almanac.